Hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. This is Tux Lerzel.
And Stephanie Domingo.
I am coming to you from Detroit, Michigan, where I'm recording on land belonging to the Ojibwe, Ottawa, Potawatomi, and Wyandot Nations.
And I am coming to you from North Canton, Ohio, where I'm recording on land belonging to the Kaskaskia peoples.
Fuck yeah. These are some of many nations that are still very much out here doing their thing, and we would like to acknowledge that.
Hell yes.
For those of you who may have forgotten, Beyond Reproach is the show about scandals and scandalousness in American politics and government. But today we are doing the many thing.
Yeah.
The many, many, many thing. So we're just going to be doing whatever the hell we want today.
Yes.
Like to see you do anything about it.
Can't stop, won't stop. As the poet laureate P. Diddy once said.
Yes. Yes.
The gospel, according to
the gospel. Did I ever tell you that this was many moons ago in the bathroom stall at Whole Foods in Union Square in the men's bathroom at Union Square, there was a somebody had written on the wall, ODB died for your sins.
Yes, you did tell me that one. Oh my God. That's so funny. Oh, man. I want to meet the person who wrote that.
I know.
Incredible.
I mean, it's been well over a decade since I saw that, and I have not stopped thinking about it.
Yeah. It lives rent-free.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'll jump into it. But yeah, that's true. ODB did die for your sins. Think on it. So in last week's episode, I talked about Anita Bryant and how her Save Our Children crusade in the late 1970s spawned Florida's modern culture war against the LGBTQ plus community. Blah. And how, yeah, trash. And how then, like now, they claim to be doing this for child safety, for the kids.
For the children.
Yes.
Think of the children.
Think of the children. If only they would actually think of the children.
Seriously.
Yeah. So her whole behavior, her hate-ness crusade had nothing to do with protecting kids, as we learned, and more to do with maintaining the status quo and promoting the gender binary and just heteronormativity foisted upon us by white supremacy. So I hinted that I was going to do a mini episode about Anita Bryant's queer granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And here you guys go. Could you imagine if that was your grandmother?
I mean, I can't, but also there are so many of those people in the world that have queer grandchildren or children or whatever. Yes. There was like a senator or congressman or something recently that voted against, whatever that bill was that passed recently that sort of enshrined gay marriage, because we knew it was going to get sent to the Supreme Court if they didn't take care of that.
Yeah.
But it went to a vote and it passed, but there was a Republican who voted against it, who then attended his son's gay wedding a week later.
No.
Yes. After literally voting against gay marriage.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
I'm like, how did this man allow his father into the fucking room?
Yeah. Wow. I did not know about that. The hypocrisy is just so powerful.
He knows that his son is gay and he supports his son getting married, but doesn't want other people to be able to do it. It's all about campaign donations and lobbying and
saying the words in public.
It's doing what you think you have to do to keep getting that coin.
Yes. And to stay in power.
Exactly.
Which you need that coin to do. Yeah, exactly. That's true.
And you need to stay in power to keep getting that coin. It's an infinity loop.
It's the snake eating. What's that called? Like the snake eating its tail. There's like a,
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the.
It's like some Latin word that's escaping my clunky American tongue. But yeah.
Pluribus unum.
You have for a second, I'm like, wait a second. No, it's not that.
Hello and welcome to Editor Thomas's Word of the Day. The word you're looking for is Ouroboros. This has been the word of the day.
But yeah, I just couldn't imagine having like one of the most vile anti LGBTQ plus activists as a family member. Like that's Meemaw. Like I couldn't imagine. Like the woman who said that gay people are human garbage on multiple occasions. Like God. Yeah. So
thanks, Grandma.
Right? She had so many great, it's going to be hard to choose the clips from her. I finally watched the full clip of her being hit by a pie. Oh. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Many times.
It is so satisfying. She weeps. I know. Oh
yeah.
My
I mean, it's, she gets hard. She gets pied hard.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
And she cries with pie on her face and she's just like, what does she say? Something about it being, at least it's a fruit pie. And I'm like, what is that?
Stupid fucking bitch. Because it's fruit.
Yeah.
Did it. Yeah.
I'm like, you're, again, like, I'm just so happy that she was pied. And she cried on national TV and, like, prayed with, like, pie all over her face. Like, you look stupid because you're stupid. Mm-hmm. So I have a quote from her just to set the scene. She... because she tells on herself on many occasions. So she said, what these people, meaning gay people minding their own damn business, trying to live their lives, what these people really want, hidden behind obscure legal phrases, is the right to propose to our children that theirs is an acceptable alternate way of life. Yeah, bitch.
Because it is.
Yeah, accurate. Yeah, and?
If you want to live however you want to live, you can fucking live that way.
Yeah. And she's
why
mad.
Is that a problem?
Because, yeah, she's a small, hateful woman. So I mentioned last week that Karma San Diego came for her. she lost everything. She lost her juice monies. she lost the opportunity to be on some variety show on NBC. And to top it all off, her marriage ended in 1980.
So sad.
Yeah. She rapidly became an object of ridicule. Like she became a punchline. Her image shifted from being this goody-goody Christian who was just the model, you know, the perfect Christian spokesperson. She's so holy, to a person who's self-righteous and a bigot. And
imagine that.
Right. It was just her fall from grace was so incredibly delicious. Mm-hmm. So when Anita Bryant divorced her husband, Bob Green, she told a reporter that she had been used and abused and that she had even contemplated suicide.
Well, you can't do that. That's, God wouldn't like that.
Yeah. She went on to say that the answers don't seem quite so simple now. I guess I can better understand the gays and the feminist anger and frustration. I'm more inclined to say live and let live. Just don't flaunt it or don't try to legalize it. Yeah.
You were so close.
So
you
close,
dumb
right?
Bitch.
So it's like that microphone. It's like you, she always tells on herself eventually. Just give her enough rope and she's gonna, yeah. Just, it's like you could have just stopped with like, I'm more inclined to say live and let live. End statement. But no, just don't flaunt it or don't try to legalize it.
Yeah, you dumb fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Nobody's flaunting shit. We're just trying to live our lives
flaunting
out in the open in public just like you are.
Yeah.
Walking down the street holding hands with our spouse or our partner is not flaunting it. It's just doing exactly the same thing that everybody else is doing.
Yeah. So her fall from grace had her in her feelings, even though she's still trash. She felt that it was a change of heart. However, yeah, for her, I guess, you know, she's saying the word, she's being less hateful. Like this is progress. However, in 1992, she was back to the old Anita. She said that people hated me because I spoke the truth.
Girl.
Yeah.
Witch truth.
Yeah.
We've been through a few with you.
Right? She's back on our bullshit, basically.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So growing up, Sarah Green had a normal relationship with her grandmother. Sarah is she's one of the daughters of Anita's eldest son. And she and her grandmother were really close when she was a kid. She said she was very affectionate. She was doted on heavily by her grandmother. I think she's the eldest. I believe she's the eldest granddaughter.
Okay. So she was the first grandbaby.
She was the first grandbaby. And she bonded with her grandmother because her grandmother encouraged her to sing. You know, little kids like attention. And Anita, sure, being a singer, she taught, you know, Sarah a lot of songs. This is a quote from her. She used to bring me on stage to sing Jesus Loves Me and stuff like that. Uh-huh. Which is, you know, cute. Grandma, sure, likes to sing. This is before she learned that grandma's a bigot. So she says that in her middle school years, she started to hear stories about the Anita Bryants from the books. She started to learn, like, oh, my grandmother's like a historical figure. How cool. But then she's like, wait, this woman fought against gay rights in 1970s? So she's middle school. She's not political.
Sure.
You know, she's a kid. So this is a quote from her. I didn't think very hard about it because the explanation my parents always gave was, you know, she doesn't personally hate gay people as people. And she was very loving towards me. And so it was an easy explanation until I kind of realized later in high school and then in college that I myself was gay. Which is, you know, kind of trash. It's like,
I only care because, yeah.
Yeah, because it's me. Like, but she is a white woman and like her grandmother is Anita Bryant. Like that's the family that she grew up in.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I read that, I'm just like, really, girl? It took to college? Okay. So how she had rationalized it prior to this is that her grandmother doesn't hate gay people. She just, like, hates, you know, their the way.
Love the sinner, hate the sin.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that her grandmother comes from a place of love. And I'm just like, girl, place of love. She's calling people like you human garbage. How is that love? Tell me. But yeah.
I mean, she probably didn't really know the whole story of what her grandmother had been saying. Because she said she wasn't really digging very deep into it. And
yeah.
So she might not have known how bad things really were.
But she grew up with the internet. She's younger than us. Yeah, like her dad is in his 50s. Like she's...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, she's a white woman and at least she's kind of coming around. But I feel like now is time for a little break. When we come back, you will hear grandma's reaction to her coming out.
Oh, dear.
Because it was not great. It's not great. It was trash even.
Human garbage, you might
say. Yes. Oh, my God. Her projecting like that. Unreal.
All right, BRB.
BRB.
So, have you ever thought about what would happen if your airline window popped out? Or if you could build a jetpack using only machine guns? Well, turns out you could, but you really shouldn't. Hi, I'm Jill Chacha, host of a podcast that's for folks who like learning about weird stuff. It's called, Well, That's Interesting. This is a comedy science-y show that tells the story behind the facts, and yeah, those stories are funny. It's the perfect way to learn and remember something, which is really useful now that we all have to make small talk again. Every week, I'll be joined with a guest who's coming in cold and learns everything in real time, just like you. Reactions are real, the facts are bizarre, and the laughter is plentiful. Listen to Well, That's Interesting wherever you do podcasts.
Okay. And we are back, y'all. So Sarah had no intention of coming out to her grandmother because she you know, she knew who she was now at this point, but they spoke on her 21st birthday and she kind of blurted it out. She talks about, so everything I know about this is from a Slate interview that she did in 2021. She said that her grandmother is a big happy birthday phone call person because she likes to sing, like dramatically apparently sing happy birthday.
Okay.
So they were talking and this is a quote. She was talking about how if I had faith, the right man would just come along and she would not stop talking about this right man coming along. And I just snapped. I was like, I hope he doesn't come along because I'm gay and I don't want a man to come along.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a woman pushed to the brink by sure. having Anita Bryant as your grandmother. Mm-hmm. And what Meemaw said was, I know that you think this is who you are, but it isn't because, oh get this, because homosexuality isn't real. It doesn't exist. And it's a delusion invented by the evil one.
The evil one?
The evil one. The devil. To lead people astray.
Sure.
Yeah. To which I say, just grow up. Like, this story, like, doesn't make, like, are you a child? Like, in your thinking, the evil one? Like, you're saying this to a 21-year-old and, like, these are, like, this is a compelling argument? The evil one?
Oh, my fucking God.
Ma'am, no. So she advised her granddaughter to focus her life on God and faith. And if she did that, she would, quote, come back to herself and to the realization that she's actually straight.
You dumb fucking bitch.
2021. We're doing this. Yeah. So Sarah still has a relationship with her grandmother.
It's her grandma.
Yeah.
It's hard. You know?
Totally. Especially because you had such a positive relationship with her before. Like your whole life. It's just only mm-hmm. as an adult that you're like, oh, she's an asshole. Mm-hmm. She says that it's very hard to argue with someone who thinks that an integral part of your identity is just an evil delusion. She wants a relationship with a person who doesn't exist because I'm not the person she wants me to be. And I'm not going to have a relationship with someone who can only have me on their terms.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
She was estranged from her grandmother for a while, but she got engaged recently. And okay. Yeah, her father
to a woman.
Yes, yeah. She's bisexual. I think I said she was bisexual, but I might have said that she was a lesbian. She is bisexual. That's how she identifies now. And she's marrying a woman.
A woman. Okay.
Yeah. So the last time her dad saw his mother was at a family wedding in 2021, and he mentioned that Sarah was engaged to another woman. And he said that his mom's face froze. She widened her eyes, her smile open, and out came the oddest sound. Oh. That's all she said. That was all she had to say. Her son went on that instead of taking Sarah as she is, my mom has chosen to pray that Sarah will eventually conform to my mom's idea of what God wants Sarah to be. Yeah. It's messy.
Maybe God wants you to open your fucking eyes. Maybe this is a sign.
Yeah.
That like... Okay. I mean, I can't, yeah.
Sarah and her partner, they talked about, they hemmed and hawed. They're still, I don't know if they're married yet or they're still in the process. I couldn't really find a lot of details. She's not really in the public eye. But sure. From this late article, she and her partner, they went back and forth on like whether they should invite her to the wedding. And Sarah thinks that she will eventually call her and just ask her if she wants to be invited to the wedding because she's not sure how she'll respond or if she'll be offended if she's not invited.
Who cares?
Thank you.
Who cares if that bitch is offended?
Right? Offended? I'm just like, you are better than me, Sarah. You are so much better than me. Because
put her invitation in a fucking fruit pie and slam it in her face.
Okay. In that case, give her an invitation. Delivery. Yeah. I fully support that, Sarah. Take notes. Yeah. Sarah is. Her being offended is like not on my list of concerns. Like, fuck off. So she said in this interview that I don't hate my grandma, which I guess.
Yeah.
I just kind of feel bad for her. And I think as much as she hopes that I will figure things out and come back to God, I kind of hope that she'll figure things out.
Yeah. I understand that thinking. Like, I mean, as much as her grandmother thinks that like, oh, you have been led astray by the evil one.
Yeah.
Her grandmother, Anita Bryant, is the one who has been led astray. She's been fed a fucking fantasy. She's been brainwashed to believe this fucking garbage. And she has caused so much pain in the world because of this fantasy.
Yes.
So hopefully this, like I said, maybe this is a sign for her to wake the fuck up and realize that these are just people trying to live their lives like everyone else.
Yeah. If you can't realize that, like, your favorite granddaughter,
I know,
is just living her life, like, I mean, I don't want to say there's no hope for her, but like, this is the moment when you were supposed to have that change of heart, but here you are trying to pray for your granddaughter to be straight, like, instead of just taking her how she is, how she was born.
Gross.
I understand that it must be really hard for Sarah. I'm not built the way she is. I hope.
Yeah.
You know, Anita comes around, but if she doesn't, fuck her. You know, I'm fully.
Literally, human fully garbage, down. Throw in the trash.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of it. There isn't a lot of information about her. So, you know, we wish Sarah and her partner well. I hope she wasn't at the wedding, if it's already passed, or she's not going to be there. Or if she's there, she has a change of heart. That's
what I was just thinking, is like, maybe if she went to the wedding and she saw the two of them together and in love, maybe she would finally snap the fuck out of it. Who knows? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that story. That was, I mean, I feel really bad for this Sarah, that her grandmother is fucking evil incarnate. But
the horror.
Yeah.
Like, even as a straight person, if that was your grandmother, like, I would be so, man, like, so disappointed and so, like, grossed out. And yeah, I don't know how she continues to have a relationship with her, but she's better than me.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be reading grandma every day if I was still in contact with her, because she's caused, like, not just harm, she's caused the death of people. And that's nothing to be taken lightly. She's created 100%. A really dangerous environment for a lot of Americans. And like, I don't fucking care if she's your grandma. She's a bitch. And I will tell it to her face. Sorry, I'm like cursing her out.
I mean, fuck her. She deserves to be cursed out.
Totally.
Literally, people have died because of this fucking woman's stupid hatred for no fucking reason. She is a bitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe this will be the next headline about Anita Bryant, that she's finally seen the error of her ways.
Yeah.
We can keep our willing
to
crossed.
Make some amends, because she needs to do more than that. But that might be step a bridge one.
Too far.
Okay.
I don't see that for her.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Yeah. Baby steps. I'm like, accountability. And you're like, no. Or you're not gonna get that, friend.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
Yeah, but this is the end of season 5, y'all. I hope everyone has enjoyed it. It's been a ride for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel this like we're ending on a high note, season. Though.
Yeah, absolutely. The past couple of months have been a little low, and this past month has been great.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for another amazing episode. Thank you for a fantastic finale minisode. And thank you to the listeners for sticking along with us on this journey. This is 5 years of this show that we have just wrapped up, 5 seasons of this show.
That's crazy. I know. We're taking our first break in 5 years.
Yeah. For those of you who didn't listen to our minisode a couple weeks ago, we're going to be taking a short break. We would be taking our little summer break anyways, but we're not doing the summer break mini re-releases as we have in summers past. And there will be a season 6 at some point, but we're going to be extending our summer break into a sabbatical. Mm-hmm. And we're not entirely sure when we will be back, but we will be back.
Yeah. We will have more for you in 6 months.
Yeah.
We'll report back, or we'll be returned.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we need a break.
It's been 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the only breaks we've taken are like 2 months in the summer, in which we're still doing social media. We're still reviewing, editing episodes, mm-hmm. and, you know, working on our next story for the next season. So that we haven't had like a real break.
Yeah, we've had like weeks of break, but like we haven't had even a solid month of break. So
yeah,
it is long overdue. We're going to come back swinging. Like, it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very excited for season 6 when it finally happens.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. I have so many stories.
Same.
Yeah, so many stories. Yeah, it's going to be good.
So yeah, we won't be around for a little while, but that doesn't mean we're not, you know, checking Instagram, checking our messages. If you want to send us something on Patreon or on Instagram or however you want to reach out to our email, whatever, please be in touch. Please keep up with us. And we'll see you soon. We'll see you soon. Yeah. Very soon. Thank you guys so much for 5 incredible years of Beyond Reproach.
Yeah. We have such amazing listeners and people who I consider friends.
Yeah. We have met so many incredible people through the show.
Truly. It's been really, really amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. To season 6.
Yes.
We'll see you guys soon.
Yeah. Bye, y'all.
All right. Bye. Thank you for listening to Beyond Reproach. Please note that we are not historians. We're just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. A full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts, or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone who you think would be into it. Don't forget to follow us on social media, and make sure you follow us on Instagram, because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop on beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. And we also have exclusive content on Patreon, where you can directly support the production of our show.